Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The stock market has certainly been taking it on the chin lately, with blame going mostly to the coronavirus. Oil prices also collapsed due to a sudden price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia. How should an investor react to such immediate sharp drops in asset prices? Does the old adage still hold? Don't try to catch a falling knife? Here to help us with this question is Chris Cabry, a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks again for having me.
What, first of all, I guess, are you hearing from your clients? Are you getting a lot of sell orders?
Well, Mike, I would say it's less than 1%. Most people that we work with have been through not necessarily the same thing, but similar type of issues when markets sell off. So we are actually starting to rebalance and nibble back into the market at this time, even though it is painful to see the red go across the screens and across their statements, I guess is another way to say that.
But I guess you're not really trying to catch a falling knife, though, right?
No, it's more of a system that we have, and we just basically employ that if the S&P comes down 10%, we will then take 5% of our fixed income assets and repurchase equities. And so we have been busy doing that over the last couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be forming a bottom in the stocks in, I don't know, maybe in the next week or the next month. And then we want to be maybe a little heavy-weighted in equities at that point to benefit from the rebound coming in the next couple of months, we anticipate.
Now, do you also have investors looking at the energy markets and that particularly deep collapse as well?
Well, they're starting to. I guess, Mike, you're starting to see companies like Exxon and Chevron. Some people are buying just oil at $32 a barrel, which is a little riskier, I would think, than Exxon or Chevron or BP, but it also is a way to play that particular investment.
Well, let's talk about interest rates now. They've certainly taken a nosedive, so if you are an investor in Treasury bonds, you have done well.
You've done extremely well, Mike. I think we started off on the 10-year at about 1.5, maybe 6 months ago, 5 months ago, and now we're down to maybe 80 basis points. I don't know how much gain you're going to get out of Treasuries maybe going forward, but they have definitely enjoyed a very nice last, let's call it 12 to 15 months.
I guess the question there is, how low can long-term interest rates go before it's just not worth taking the risk to invest into these long-term fixed income investments?
Well, I think that you're going to see that type start to bottom. You got some negative rates in Japan. You're starting to maybe get some negative rates in Europe, and we're probably going to push down to zero here before too long. So it's going to make it a lot harder to justify buying Treasury bonds, I believe, at least on the short term. The interest that you're going to receive from those bonds are going to be nominal.
And let's talk about how all of this affects different age groups. Of course, if you are already at or near retirement, you shouldn't have all of your eggs in the stock market anyway, right? But if you're young, on the other hand, maybe this is nothing to worry about.
Yeah, Mike, a rule of thumb or just a guideline that we use, and it used to be 100 minus your age, and that's what you should have in equities. And I've seen some research done that maybe since people are living longer that you use 110 or 120. So that's a good rule of thumb to use. And for your younger individuals that have, let's call it 10, 15 plus years, I don't think that they should make any major changes. I would just rebalance, and then that would allow a little bit more money to go into equities over time. But usually once you're in retirement, you're scaling those equity positions back.
Well, Chris, we have just under a minute left here. Any last minute pieces of advice you'd like to give our listening investors during this trying time?
I guess the biggest thing is to stay calm, make sure that you do have emergency cash reserves around, and then look at those particular areas of the stock market that have been beaten down the most. I think that in the next couple of weeks, you will be able to find some wonderful opportunities to own some equities at some reasonable price. So I would say just keep your head and keep investing for the future.
Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoy being here, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.